There's an interesting phenomenon that occurs in therapy. At least it does for me. I see it a lot. A parent will come in to describe a particular child. Shall we say the targeted child? The targeted child is variously viewed as recalcitrant, obstreperous, truculent, pugnacious. Well, okay, they don't use those words. Difficult. And the parent, by implication, says that the child is that way. That's who the kid is. It's their nature. It's their personality. Their identity. Usually there's another child or two that is nowhere near the problem of this child. This other child is seemingly much more cooperative, much more pleasant, easier to get along with, much more compliant regarding discipline. All right. So we begin to deal with the more difficult sibling. If the parent follows through on the things we talk about, usually there is improvement. Sometimes quickly, sometimes dramatically. And then the trouble starts. A fair amount of the time, the parent will tell me that the targeted child has accepted the new discipline well. Lo and behold, the pleasant child, the cooperative child, is acting worse, is more of a problem right now than the original problem child. What's going on, you say? Well, one superficial explanation would be that the younger child, usually it's a younger child, is acting up to, quote-unquote, get attention now. Because the older child is getting more attention as the parent is attempting to establish discipline, rules, and structure, and limits, and authority. I think that's really one of the weaker explanations. You know what I think it is? Most of the time? The targeted child, the presenting problem child, is really not all that difficult. But what has happened is that because usually the kid is the older kid, there have been more years of the parent really not establishing a quiet authority with his kid. So this kid is at his worst with the parent or parents. As a result, bad habits have developed, bad dynamics between the big person and the littler person. And over time, the parent comes to the conclusion that this is just the way this kid is. Even if they don't get this report from anybody else, not from the school people, not from church, not from friends, not from family. Everybody thinks this kid's great. And the parent's thinking, yeah, well, you should live with him. Nevertheless, when the parent actually conveys that they are going to reestablish or maybe establish for the first time their parenthood, the kid responds. The kid responds rather quickly. And it's because he, by nature, is not that difficult. The other child, however, is more difficult by nature. And that nature is it's coming to the surface. Not that it hasn't been there. It's been there. But it's been kind of buried because the targeted child has been the identified problem for so long. There is a certain mindset that may have trickled into the younger child or the less problematic child of, I'm the good one. I don't do those kinds of things. I don't get in anywhere near as many arguments with my mom as he does. I'm just the better child. And the parent, in ways overt or covert, notes that it is the better child, and the child picks up that message. Once you establish your authority with the more difficult child, the truly more difficult child comes to the surface. And the client finds out, oh, indeed, this has been percolating underneath my nose. and it hasn't reached the limits of what this other child has done because I've had more time to form bad habits with this perhaps older child. But in fact, in reality, it is the child that the parent did not originally come in for who is the more by nature challenging child. I see this, well, not excessively, but fairly routinely. So much so that when it does happen, I'm not shocked. When it does happen, I'm ready for it. And I can offer an explanation to the client as to what I think is going on. And it does come as a shock to the client, because they've never seen these two children quite in this light. All of a sudden, the easy one, the cooperative one, is establishing themselves as the, oh, how shall we say, more recalcitrant, obstreperous, truculent, pugnacious child.